Are there any porters? Excuse me, where are the taxis? Excuse me, is that the zoo? Driver, is that the zoo?
Pardon?
I take it that's the zoo we're passing.
It isn't Nelson's Column.
This is my first visit to London.
Fancy.
My first real visit, I mean. Oh, I've had the odd day here, and we used to come up from school to the hockey internationals at Wembley. Long time ago, of course. But I don't know my way round.
Up on holiday, are you?
No, I've got a job here starting tomorrow. And I'm going to share a flat in Belsize Park.
Oh, yes.
The house is called The Rope Walk. Do you know it?
The Rope Walk, a new play for radio by Alan Downer and Joe Hyam.
The what?
The Rope Walk. Do you know it?
Can't say I do.
But it's a nice area.
Depends what you mean by nice.
Well, pleasant.
A bit mixed.
Oh.
Get a lot of floaters up there. Birds of passage, all comings and goings. Sunday drivers! Ruddy amateurs.
There is a lot of traffic, isn't there?
Going to see it during the week.
But you would say Belsize Park was quite pleasant.
You'll be able to see for yourself in a couple of minutes.
Oh. Tracy? Tracy, love, would you be an angel?
Grief, you're not still in bed.
Oh, go away. I like my Sunday lions.
Yes, so do I, but mine don't go on till 4 p.m.
You didn't get in at 7 this morning.
Oh, must have been some party. Well, do you mind if I take the Observer?
Help yourself. Just leave me the lurid ones.
Don't you think you ought to be making a move, though, love?
Why, I'm not going out till 6.
I thought you said you were going to be in tonight.
Did I? Well, I'm not.
Now you tell me.
Any objections?
I'm seeing Peter.
So?
Well, it means we'll have to leave Watsit on her own.
Oh, crumbs, I've forgotten her.
Well, I suppose it's all right. As long as we're here when she arrives, but not in bed, Trace. Come along, love. Up, come on, up, up, up.
Well, I'm waiting for the bathroom.
Yes, don't tell me. Fred Scruff.
How did you guess? Whatever time of the day or night I decide to have a bath, he beats me to it.
I can't imagine what he does in there. Anything but wash, judging by his appearance.
Chuck cigarette ends down the loo for a start.
Yeah, he is the dregs.
When you think of all the dishy men who might have had the back room. Remember what's his name? The one in the TV series who was here when we first came. I look forward to running into him in the bathroom.
Yes, you made a point of it, I seem to remember.
Till he left his duck in the bath.
His what?
His sponge bag, then. Remember the things he had in it. Remember.
What are you doing?
What does it look like?
Trying to clear some space for Heather Thing. God, Trace, if you put any more on this chair, its back will fall off.
I wouldn't mind if it was just the bathroom.
Hmm?
Sharing with Scruff, it's the phone that really needles me.
Yes, I must say, it is a bit inhibiting talking to Peter with Scruff about 5 inches away. Do you really want these, darling?
What are they?
Raves, honeys, private eyes, Playboy.
Oh, keep that. It's borrowed. It'd be super if we didn't have to have a third bird, really.
Well, if you'd stick a job for more than 10 minutes, perhaps we wouldn't have to.
Well, I'm a temp.
How temporary can you get?
Well, that last place really was the end. I mean, they all knitted through the lunch hour. It's okay for you. You're doing something you enjoy.
Up to a point.
You've got a jolly cushy set-up at Denton and Hobbs. Decent salary, plenty of perks, and Peter on the premises. What more do you want? You're not still thinking about going down among those meth drinkers.
I'd just like to be more, oh, I don't know, more involved with people.
Well, grief personally is people, isn't it?
Mm.
Do you think you'll marry him? You share a car. You might as well share the lot. Officially, I mean. Think how ecstatic Mum and Dad would be.
Mm. Things are fine as they are, thank you.
If you chucked your job, they'd be different.
In some ways.
You won't be with him all day, for a start.
Oh, look, Trace, you don't just stay in a rut because it's convenient.
It is, though, isn't it?
Yes, very. Well, so is living near a tube station and being stock size.
Got a match?
I wouldn't light one, love. With any luck, Scruff will be out of the bathroom by now.
Well, if he isn't, I'm bashing the door down, so wait for it. How much longer did you say?
5 minutes or so.
You said that a quarter of an hour ago.
Some people.
Hello. What are you doing there?
Oh, hi, Rusty.
You had a bath?
Just for a change. If you were any sort of landlord, you'd have put one in our flat.
Yeah, double the rent. Good idea. I'll have a word with Grandad about it.
Grandad?
Well, I've got to call him something. You're still coming tonight, aren't you?
If I ever get in that bathroom.
You don't have to be clean for a protest rally.
The only thing I feel like protesting about right now is him.
Out with Fred Scruff.
You sound like the Hickeys.
Another cool breeze blowing from the basement.
Hot air, more like. Him up there, lowering the tone of the neighbourhood. Undesirable element.
Oh, they disapprove of everyone.
Mind you, he did roll in this morning with a black eye.
Really?
Yeah, real shiner.
Well, he'd get another if he doesn't buck up.
Oh, hello. One of your numerous admirers, I suppose.
Well, they're mostly away this weekend. That's why I'm going on this rally thing with you.
Oh, thanks.
Hello? That's right. Who? Oh, him. Yes, he is. At least he's in the bath. Quite sure. Shall I get him? Oh, I'd be only too glad to. Oh. All right. Just there? Okay. Blimey. Couldn't think who Mr. Pascoe was for a minute. Hey!
No.
That was for you.
What?
The phone.
Oh.
Someone called Mac.
What did he want?
Just said he'd ring back. He wouldn't give any details. I think it was urgent, though. Did you get that?
Yeah, thanks.
Don't mention it.
Sounded like Mac the knife.
It probably was.
No, really. Oh, hell, I think I'll skip the bath. Seemed quite a pleasurable thought about 20 minutes ago.
Well, don't forget, 6:15.
What?
We have to leave. The gang are meeting in the square at 6:15.
Okay, give me a yell.
Oh, by the way, has the new girl arrived yet?
No. Was that what you were coming up for? To give her the once-over? Potential model for our little Picasso?
Well, you never know. She might not give me the brush off.
I believe some people are cradle snatchers.
Oh.
Going to your studio, Rupert?
No, out for some fags.
Well, see you later, baby.
Change of a fiver? Is that the smallest you've got?
I'm afraid so.
Well, I can't change it.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure.
Not even if you include a half-crown tip?
Not even then.
Oh. Well, if you don't mind hanging on a moment, I'll ring the front doorbell and see if either of my flatmates can help out.
Why don't you ask him?
Who?
Chap down there in the area.
Where?
Down in the basement. Putting stuff in the dustbin, see?
Oh, I could try.
The meter's still running, you know. Another few minutes, you can give me the fiver and call it quits.
Oh. Excuse me.
Hello?
Excuse me, but are you the caretaker?
I am not.
Oh. Oh, you're Mr. Vaughan, then.
No, Hickey's the name, Mr. Stanley Hickey.
I'm Heather Benfield. I'm going to be a neighbour of yours.
Oh, yeah.
I was wondering if you could let me have change.
Oh, change, certainly. How much want you?
Of a £5 note.
A fiver? Oh, well, I don't know, I mean.
It's to pay for the taxi.
Well, look, I'll have a word with the missus. Just a tick. Alice!
Won't be a moment, driver.
You're my guest, darling. It's all the same to me once I got the meter running. Come on, Alice, pull yourself together.
Pull yourself together. I can't go any faster. I've got to get my purse out of my bag, haven't I? Oh, and my hands are all sudsy.
The taxi's waiting.
Well, I can't help that, can I? Oh, how much did you say you wanted?
Change of a fiver.
You're joking. I haven't got that kind of money.
Well, how much have you got?
30 bob.
That's no good.
Well, tell him you haven't got it.
I can't do that, can I? I can't just say we ain't got it.
Why not?
Why not? Use your loaf.
Oh, who is it, anyway?
The new girl up at the top flat, I think. At any rate, she's got a pile of luggage.
Oh, let's have a look.
You can have a look after.
Oh, what's she like?
Never mind about what she looks like. But what about the money?
Well, I suppose I could take it out of me Christmas money.
Oh, yeah.
I suppose it wouldn't do any harm to take it out of there.
Where'd you keep it?
That's none of your business, Dan Leakey. You just turn your back. Go on. I'm not having you using my savings for beer money.
I ain't touched it for a week.
How much longer is he going to be, then? He's got up another bob, you know.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't apologize, darling. It's yous paying.
I've got it.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm awfully grateful.
Always happy to oblige. I'm afraid it's all in sixpences, though. I hope you don't mind.
No. That'll be lovely.
Well, look, the missus put them in a paper bag. Careful. Now, you don't want them rolling all over the pavement.
Thank you.
200. Want to check it?
No, I'll trust you. Now then, driver, you can turn off your meter and we'll start counting.
Tracy?
Yes?
Oh, it is you.
Who else?
What on earth? That was a quick bath.
Oh, I decided not to bother. What are you doing?
Cutting sandwiches.
Sandwiches?
Yes, that's right. Nearly finished. Your timing is excellent, as usual.
Whatever for?
To eat?
Yes, but I mean, what's in them?
Do you mind? Some are pate and some are cucumber.
Cucumber?
If you want to make yourself useful, Trace, you could start cutting the crusts off that pile of bread there.
Cutting the crusts off?
Tracy.
I'm sorry, but what's it all in aid of? I mean, you're usually so anti this sort of thing.
What sort of thing?
The cucumber sandwich kick. Bourgeoisie, middle class gentility. Call it what you like. Only last night you were spouting on about it.
About sandwiches?
No. But you said there was more integrity in one deadbeat than round all the bridge tables of Belgravia. Or words to that effect.
Well, we've got to give Heather some sort of welcome.
Ah.
Well, we have, haven't we? Be fair. I mean, what with both of us going out this evening. I mean, I know she's not exactly a friend or anything, but one has to show willing.
Does one?
Trace, it is her first night here after all.
So you've decided to feel guilty?
No.
If you have, you can always entertain Peter here this evening. A toi. You might even fit in a few hands of bridge.
It's the top bell. You ring that one, they'll soon be down.
Thank you.
Oh. Did you want somebody?
I was just going to ring the top bell.
Oh, you're the new girl, are you?
Yes, Heather Benfield.
Well, Lynn and Tracy are expecting you. I should go on up.
Oh, thanks.
I'm Rusty Vaughan, by the way. Your landlord, officially. Oh. You know, I own the place. Well, nice to meet you.
Mr. Vaughan!
Oh, Lord, trouble. Wonder what's wrong now. Excuse me. Why don't you just go on up? God, blimey, you've got enough luggage. Yes, Mr. Hickey, what can I do for you? Go on up, Heather, please. Don't be shy.
A word in your ear, sonny. About this geezer you've got on the first floor back. Let's face it, he's got to go, hasn't he? Well, it's either him or us. And he's trouble, isn't he?
Miss Livingston, I presume.
Oh. Hello.
Look as though you've been deserted by your bearers.
Yes.
You don't want to be put off by the airy chest. I've just been performing my ablutions.
Oh, I see.
Don't want to take notice of the eye either. It's a battle scar.
It looks very sore.
Like having an eye full of gravel. Ever had a shiner of you?
No.
No, I didn't think you would have.
I'm Heather Benfield.
Oh, yeah? Going to the top floor, are you?
I'm going to be living there. Is it much further?
Next landing.
Oh, shouldn't have brought so many cases.
How many did you bring?
3 big ones and lots of odds and ends.
I haven't made much progress, then, have you? I'll give you a hand.
Oh.
I won't take no for an answer.
I wasn't going to say no.
Oh?
I'd be most grateful.
Where's the rest of your stuff? Down by the front door?
I'm afraid so.
Right.
It's very kind of you.
Forget it.
I've been doing awfully well since I arrived in London.
I know what you mean.
Well, taxi drivers and things.
Well, we better get started, don't we?
Well, I think that's everything.
So, we can put our feet up, can we?
Yes.
Oh, no, just a sec.
What's the matter?
Bedroom to the WPB.
Why?
I don't know, it looks all gungy.
It's all right.
It's full of tissues and things.
Well, that's what it's for.
All the same,
You've tidied everything else so beautifully, it's a pity to spoil the picture. Anyway, I suppose I ought to make some contribution to the joint effort.
It's a pretty funny contribution.
Just as well to have one eccentric in the family. Argo!
Coming.
Oh.
Hello.
What do you want?
That's what I call a friendly welcome.
You can't have come to apologize for keeping me out of the bathroom.
You're right.
Hmm?
I haven't. Being the only member of the working classes handy, I offer to carry up the lady's cases.
What lady?
Oh, drat it!
The lady whose carrier bag has just come apart down there.
I'm sorry, this just hasn't been my day.
I'll come down!
I'll take the cases through, shall I? Yes. Yes, I will.
Is that you, Heather? Come on in. I was just putting the kettle... Oh.
I'm taking these through. They belong to your new flatmate. Where's she sleep?
Look, I'd rather you didn't. Would you just put them down there? Please.
Okay.
That'll be fine. Thank you.
Got it nice in here, haven't you? Nicer than my place, anyway. Don't worry, I wasn't thinking of stopping. Walnut cake.
Yes.
And sandwiches. Being counted, are they?
No.
I'll have one then. Tasty. They don't go very far, though, do they? Not for a fellow who's been lugging cases.
Help yourself.
Thank you.
Where are the others?
On the stairs somewhere. You needn't worry. They won't be long.
Who's worried?
You. Scared of death.
Look, I would rather you left some of the sandwiches.
I'm not invited to tea, then?
It's hardly your environment.
True.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean that.
Yes, you did.
You wanted me to say it.
Ah.
Look, I don't know why you always set out to create situations.
Do I?
Yes. You do nothing but make trouble in this house. You just don't belong here. I can't think why the Vaughans don't ask you to leave.
They'll have to throw me out.
Precisely.
Precisely what?
Look, please, don't eat any more of those.
Last one.
Will you go?
Like it, do you? The eye? Adds a bit of a cavalier touch, doesn't it?
No.
Oh, come on, no. I bet it would have been all right if I got it on the playing fields of Eton. It's the Soho connotation that offends you.
If you want to get involved in drunk
or who said it was drunken?
Business. Do you ever come home sober?
You've been peeping through the curtains, or have you left your spy into those creepy gits in the basement?
Get out.
This is Heather, Lynn. How do you do?
Oh, hello.
The carrier bag burst on the stairs. We haven't interrupted anything, have we?
No, of course not.
I was just leaving.
Well, thank you so much for helping with the cases. I don't know how I'd have managed without you.
Sixpenny tip will cover it.
Oh, got plenty of those.
He means it.
Oh. Here you are.
Thank you, Mum.
Don't mention it.
I'll be on my way then. Don't forget to warm the pot.
And what was all that about?
These sandwiches are lovely.
Sorry, there aren't more.
Oh, I've had plenty. The patty's super.
We get it from the delicatessen on the corner.
You probably noticed as you drove up, next to the off license.
No, I didn't really notice anything. I was too busy looking for change. It was awful. I only had a fiver.
For the taxi?
Yes.
The cardinal crime.
But luckily the man in the basement changed it for me. Mr. Hickey, isn't it?
Stan and Alice, they're a riot.
Our controlled tenants.
Who pay the minimum rent and make the maximum fuss. They never stop complaining to the Vaughans.
About what?
All the noise, the damp, the drains, everything.
Especially Fred Scruff. Mind you, I'm with them there.
Who?
The unsavoury individual who brought your cases up.
What about that? Fred Scruff playing the gent. He must fancy you, Heather.
Oh, he just... So I was stuck.
Well, you want to watch him, love?
Scruff's his name and Scruff's his nature.
Only it isn't. His real name, I mean. We just call him that. It's something Pasco. Another cup of tea?
Oh, thank you.
I'll get some more hot water.
I met Mr. Vaughan on the way in, briefly.
Oh, he's super.
I'd imagined a much older person.
Well, he must be 65.
65? But
he's retired anyway. He used to be a schoolmaster.
Then I must have got hold of the wrong end of the stick. This was someone about 17.
Oh, you mean Rusty. 17, he'd have a fit if he heard you. He's the Vaughan's grandson.
Oh, I see. He said he was the landlord, so
well,
I...
he is, really. His parents left him the house. They were killed in a car crash. But his grandparents run the joint.
Are you talking about Rusty?
Mm. He's at art school.
Yes, only he's never actually done anything there. They've been sitting in ever since he started.
Oh, you mean like Hornsey and Guildford?
Yes, sort of. You do take sugar, don't you?
Mm, thanks. It's awfully nice of you to have laid all this on.
Oh, good heavens, that's nothing. After tea, I'll show you where everything is so you won't feel lost this evening. I should have told you before. I'm afraid we're both going out. I hope you don't mind.
Oh, no. Of course not.
Only we each thought the other one was going to be in.
Breakdown in communications.
I'm awfully sorry. You'll be okay, though. Nothing ever happens.
Nothing ever does.
And the Vaughans will be in, I think.
Please don't worry about me. I'll be quite all right. Really.
You're going out tonight, Rupert, dear?
Oh, please, Gran, do me a favour. Not Rupert.
I'm afraid you're fighting a losing battle, Rusty.
Well, I do try to remember. But Rupert is such a fine name.
Oh, yeah, great. For teddy bears.
Rusty sounds just like a dog. Mildred Saunders had a cocker spaniel called Rusty. Do you remember, Oliver?
Yeah.
That fits, poor thing.
Smelt, too. Going anywhere special, little chap?
Just out. We're with some of the gang.
Somewhere exciting?
What I like about you is your subtlety.
Well, I feel so much happier if I know where you are.
Look, I'm not a kid. I can look after myself.
I'm sure you can, dear. But I still shan't rest easy unless I know.
Oh, okay, then I'm going on a rally.
What sort of a rally? A motor car rally?
No, the other kind, on foot.
You mean a protest rally?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, you're not going to get mixed up in one of those dreadful things.
Oh, it's all right, Gran. It's not Chicago.
Still, they can get very nasty, even in England. Look at Grosvenor Square that time. Those poor horses.
Yeah, I seem to remember the police came off pretty badly, too.
Yeah, okay, I agree. That was a hash-up. Well, the organisation went to pot, but this is strictly passive.
Yes, I know, Rusty, but there are always agitators out to make trouble.
But they're the minority.
Well, as long as you bear that in mind, don't get carried away by them.
Oh, look, I've no intention of slugging policemen or anything else. I simply want to be there.
I just hate to think of you with all that rabble.
Most of that so-called rabble are just people like me who are fed up with politicians sitting on their backsides.
Rupert.
Well, bottoms then, while half the world are having a go at each other.
Well, I really don't see what you can do about it. Why not spend an evening at home for once?
What, join the bandwagon, you mean? Turn a blind eye and let it all happen?
Well, the lad's right, Sybil. Nothing changes without protest. I've been on a few in my time.
Oh, well. Well, you will dress warmly now, won't you, dear? It's very nippy out.
Yes, Gran.
Wear your sheepskin jacket, and you'll need a scarf. It's one's neck that feels the cold so.
You shouldn't have made me have my hair cut then, should you?
If you knew how much nicer it looks now, you wouldn't say that.
Your scarf is in the hall, Rusty.
Thanks.
You won't be getting any supper, I suppose.
Well, not unless the ambassador asks us in.
Well, I'm not letting you out on an empty stomach.
Oh, but we had a joint for lunch.
All the same, I'm going to warm you up some soup.
But I'm off in a mo.
Not until you've had a nice hot bowl of soup.
Soup. You have to make some compromises in life, old chap.
Tell me, Trace. A false eyelash is absolutely necessary.
Mm.
For a protest rally.
Oh, you never know. I might get on telly.
Or meet Tarek Ali. He's rather dishy. Too single-minded to notice you. Lashes or not.
Anyway, I feel naked without them now. I don't know why you don't try them, Lynn.
I'm not the type.
They do wonders for you.
Thanks very much.
I mean, they do for anyone.
Excuse me.
Oh, hello, Heather.
How's the unpacking going?
Oh, fine, thanks. I was just wondering about keys.
Oh, yes, of course. Hang on a moment.
Thought I might go out for a bit of a walk later. When you've gone, I mean.
Find your way about.
Well, yes, you know, shops and things.
Well, you can get everything you need round here. There's everything, tobacconist, off-licence, launderette, the lot, in fact.
Sounds very convenient.
Yes. Oh, hell's bells.
Have you lost something?
My hairpiece. Oh, let me see. I was in rather late last night, or rather this morning. I remember taking it off.
Oh, is that it?
Oh, thanks. Oh, I can't wear it like that. Oh, well, I don't suppose I will meet him.
Hmm?
Tarek Ali.
Oh.
Tracy, have you still got the spare keys?
Oh, crumbs, yes. Mine never did turn up, you know. Must have dropped them somewhere.
Oh, you are the end.
Well, never mind. The Vaughans will have a spare set.
Yes. Heather, you better pop down there later, love. Oh, just as well to say hello to them anyway.
Of course.
Look, I would go down myself, only Peter will be here any second.
That's all right.
Now, you will help yourself to things in the fridge, won't you? There's plenty of eggs and sausages and, we usually divide the food expenses equally. Oh, we'll go into all that tomorrow.
Fine.
Tracy, ready when you are.
It's Rusty.
Be with you in a minute, kiddo.
And make yourself at home. You know how the television works.
Yes, thanks. There he is, punctual Peter, predictable as Monday morning.
Unlike some people.
What time will you be in?
Well...
Sometime between now and breakfast, with luck.
Oh.
Well, I only wondered if you
might... You'd better expect us when you see us, love. Don't bother to wait up or anything, will you?
All right.
Bye. Goodbye then, Heather. See you when we see you.
Yes, have a nice time.
Yes, thank you.
Bye.
You gonna let it ring?
Oh, hello again. Oh, well, it won't be for me, will it?
Never know, do you? Might be Mummy.
All right. Hello? 01722-0042.
No need to say the 01.
It's for you.
Who is it?
I didn't ask.
Ask.
Who wants him, please? Somebody called Mac.
Give it to you, then.
What do you want? I was in a bath.
Out of where? You must be joking. Look, Mac, I guessed I was out of a job. Well, Alban, where can I go? Listen, Mac, let's get this straight. I'm not going.
Anything wrong?
Oh, you're still here, are you?
I didn't mean to...
Forget it.
Are you in trouble?
I don't know the meaning of the word.
I just thought you...
You'd like that, though, wouldn't you? If I was in trouble, you could patter back upstairs to that prim pair of dollies and break the good news. Pasco's gone too far this time, not much longer before he's on his way. Well, let me tell you something. I like it here. And...
Light! What's happened?
They've gone out, haven't they? It's what's known as a time switch. They give you about a minute to get up the stairs and then bingo, they're in darkness.
Well, how do we put it on again?
Why, don't you like being alone in the dark with me?
It isn't that.
Isn't it? Fair play, you've got lovely manners. I bet you're a credit to the convent.
I never went to a convent.
You surprise me.
There must be a switch on this landing.
There is.
Well, where?
Beside you.
I can't see it.
Well, that's because the light's gone out. I'd better put it on for you. Stay where you are. Don't move. No? Give us your hand. See? No. Voila. You can see for miles. Easy, isn't it? Now we're all right for another 50 seconds.
You can let my hand go now.
It's cold.
Been out for a walk.
Seeing a sight, eh? Belsize Castle, Tower of Maida Vale. It all happens here.
I just went round the block.
Lucky girl, and now you're talking to a complete stranger.
Don't you ever get tired of being unpleasant?
Ah, I can see the ladies upstairs been having a word in your ear, haven't they? Haven't they, eh?
They told me a bit about all the tenants.
What'd they say about me?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing. That doesn't seem to be abundantly true.
Watch him. Is that what they said? Keep clear of him. He smokes and he drinks and he works in a nightclub. Is that what they said?
Roughly.
Yeah, well... I needn't worry about the last bit now, anyway. I'm back in the ranks of the great unemployed.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Was that what the phone call was all about?
Yeah, more or less. So why don't you get back upstairs before the light goes out?
I've got my finger on the switch.
So you have. I used to like the nudes. That was my job. Strippers. quite scientific in a way. You had to see the girls as three-dimensional, get the highlights in the right places, you know what I mean? Get the three little sequin stars to sparkle, eh?
Mr. Pascoe, you're not going to frighten me off with stories of nude ladies.
How about a drink?
Huh?
Probably something in the bottom of a bottle. Come on in. It's only a bed sit, but it's full of home comforts. You can't stand there with your finger on the switch all night.
It's not
scared?
That. No.
Well, you needn't be. Not of me. I'm a rogue, but I'm a lovable rogue. Or is that what you're afraid of?
Of course not.
You wouldn't be the only one. Ask Lynn.
What?
Nothing. You coming in then?
Well, I wanted to have an early night.
I can be arranged.
No, thank you. Some other night, perhaps. When you're not doing your best to make me dislike you.
Please.
Pardon?
Please. Just for a few minutes. Drink. Cup of tea, anything. Please.
It's okay, darling.
Panic over. Had another packet of 20 in the bedroom.
Oh, good. Didn't think it was like you to run out.
Oh. Change places.
What?
You usually sit in the tub chair.
It isn't compulsory, is it?
I just always think of it as Lynn's perch. I'll light you one. Oh, by the way, I managed to get those tickets for the Rachmaninoff.
Great. When for?
Friday week. It doesn't start till 8, so we'll be able to look in at the Nielsen's cocktail party.
Cocktail party?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Didn't I mention it?
No.
Sorry, I thought I had.
Oh. Yeah. Thank you, darling.
Oh, and we've been invited to dinner with Jean and Aubrey next Thursday. She rang this morning.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Mm-hmm. As long as they don't show us all those baby photographs again.
Surely the novelty will have worn off by now. Oh, no. Not that again.
I thought it was one of your favourites.
Yes, it was. But I've heard it so often. It's like mother's treacle tart.
Like what?
When I was about 10, I was mad on treacle tart. And whenever I go down to Norwich, she still makes me one for a treat. Yeah, only I went off it about 12 years ago.
Well, why don't you tell her?
Don't want to hurt her feelings, I suppose.
Well, shall I put on something else then? You don't have to worry about my
feelings. No, leave it, Mark.
Well, I can easily.
No, please, leave it.
Penny for them.
Says he, putting threepence in the cliché box.
Yeah?
New Tracyism. Clichés are out at the rope walk at present.
That must make conversation pretty limited.
It takes more than that to limit Tracy.
Well, what were you thinking?
Nothing much. Only that this room is exactly the same as it was when you first asked me back here, what, 3 years ago?
No, I had it decorated last spring.
Mm, the same colour scheme.
You said you approved.
Yes, I do.
Well, then...
It isn't just that. It's the furniture, pictures, everything. All in the same places. Nothing altered.
Well, there's no point in reorganizing everything just for the hell of it. You've never complained before.
I'm not complaining now.
Well, if you've any brainwaves, I'm quite prepared
to... Look, I didn't mean... Oh, skip it. I was just stating a fact.
What's the matter, darling?
Nothing.
Something is.
No.
You seem rather touchy this evening.
I'm sorry. I know, I'm being a drag. Perhaps I ought to go back to the tub chair and start again.
I think I know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my fault entirely. I've been meaning to do something about it for months.
About what?
Us. It's high time we got something organized, darling.
Organized?
Well, you know what I mean. 3 years is quite a time. In the normal way of things, we'd have got married long since. It's just that working together, seeing so much of each other, we haven't had the same frustrations as most couples. We've tended to let things drift.
And how?
Well, do I go down on one knee? Or would that count as a cliche?
I wouldn't advise it. Not now.
Huh?
I'm sorry, love. I guess I've just got an off night. I would rather not go into all that right now. Look, Pete... Can't we go to a pub or something? It must be opening time by now.
There's no glasses.
Please don't apologize. Won't be the first time I've drunk beer out of a cup. Cheers.
Yekida. I've been meaning to get some.
Hmm?
Glasses for my visitors, not that it stopped them coming in your mind. Why did you come in here?
You asked me.
What do you do for a living?
Me? Oh, I'm a secretary.
Short on typing, stuff like that?
That sort of thing, yes.
Takes brains, that does.
Wouldn't say that. Anybody could do it. A bit humdrum, I'm afraid. Especially compared to working in a nightclub.
I used to have a shop back in Wales. Electricians, light fittings, radio repair, you know, I liked that. It was nice. There's nothing wrong with being humdrum.
Why did you come to London?
I ran away.
What from?
From my wife.
Oh.
She ran away from me first.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't have asked. It wasn't very tactful.
Aileen, her name was. Prettiest girl in the village. Green eyes, auburn hair, every boy in the valley after her, but she chose me. I thought I was lucky.
Mr. Pascoe, I don't...
You know why she went? Because I wasn't good enough for her. She didn't like my dirty hands. They left marks on her nice, clean furniture. Do you know my mum's definition of happiness?
No.
Sixpence in your pocket and toffee apples 5p. She didn't know how right she was. Living above your means. Doesn't sound very terrible, does it, when you say it like that? It was just a little business. I was doing okay, but it was small. I couldn't make it clear to her that it wasn't Marks and Spencer's. She had to have the best of everything. As soon as she saw it, she had to have it for herself, for the house, for the baby. She was always nicely turned out when she was single. And her dad off work with slick horses. Everybody wondered how she did it. I soon found out.
What did you do?
I put my hand in a till as long as I could. Worked all hours, then one night I got in late, I went to sleep on a sofa in my overalls. They left marks on her cushions, and she bawled me out about it. Well, I told her, I can't keep pace anymore, I'm in over my head, I'm beat. Next morning she was gone. Gone off in search of respectability, all lovely and shining and new. Yeah, corruption can come in some pretty fancy cardons.
So you came to London?
Well, a business was bust, I had a house full of posh junk I hadn't paid for, everything was mortgaged up to the hilt. So I raided the till for the last time and I hitched my way up here. Soho, strip joints, pimping, pot. Only one direction for Pascoe, down to the bottom. Tonight maybe I'll get there. You want some more?
No, thank you.
Well, I do. I want some more.
What will you do now? You'll have to go and look for a new job, won't you? Will you try the same sort of thing?
Oh, I don't know, that's my worry.
Couldn't you...
What?
Nothing.
Find me fascinating, don't you? Little Miss Wide Eyes. You sit there like some candy floss fairy and all I get is questions, questions. And just another mind to explore. That's it, isn't it? Find out what makes his tick. Lift the stone, watch the bugs all scuttle. Ah, I've seen people like you pulling our wings off flies. Why don't you go?
That wasn't what I was doing.
You determined to get your sixpence worth, didn't you? Yeah. There. Have it back. Go on, pick it up. Go on, pick it up. Right. Now we're square, aren't we? Heather. Oh. I'm sorry, please stay.
Are you sure you really want me to?
Yes, I want you to. Well, you're not taking much of a risk, are you? If I put a foot wrong and you scream, the Avenging Furies come down from upstairs, Bob's your uncle.
The Avenging Furies are out. They've gone out. As far as I know, there's nobody else in the house. But I can still leave whenever I want to.
I haven't locked the door yet. Have I?
Built up a minute.
Oh, hi, Tracy. I thought I'd lost you.
Well, you're about to, mate.
What did you say?
I've had enough. My feet are like icicles and I've practically lost my voice.
You can't go now. Things are just hotting up.
You're joking. I'm freezing to death. Hey, watch that, Fanny. You nearly had my eye out.
Yeah, watch it. Are you going home, then?
No, there's a party on somewhere. I've just met someone I knew the job before last. Why don't you come?
Oh, not likely. Who's got arms? Horses out.
Well, if you want pneumonia and laryngitis, but I don't know what Brilliant says.
Oh, shut up.
See you then, Charles.
Yes,
see you.
Move, not arms.
Four, six, out. I like this pub, you know. Always have. It's got atmosphere. Damn lucky to have a good local, really.
Yes.
You've gone off gin or something.
What?
You've hardly touched that.
Oh, no.
You did want gin, didn't you? I mean, you usually have it.
Yes, I know I do, but...
No. Treacle tart again?
It might be nice to have something else occasionally.
Well, if you wanted something else, why didn't you say so?
You didn't ask.
Oh, for crying out loud, you're not usually that reticent. You are a funny girl. I just don't understand you this evening. You turn up in a ruddy, awful mood. You carp about everything. You say you want to go to the pub, so here we are. And now you just sit there with that glazed look in your eyes about as communicative as a brick wall.
I'm sorry. Perhaps it'd be better if I went home.
Oh, no, that's just stupid, lover. Look, if you want another drink, I'll get you one.
No, but
well, it's no trouble, I can see.
It isn't the gin, it's everything. Look, Pete, look, read this.
Hmm? What's that?
It's a cutting from last Friday's Telegraph. There, where the mark is.
Welfare officer. Require for newly formed housing trust in East London.
It'd be so stimulating.
Main aspect of work will be building up relationships with tenants.
To be in on the beginning of something.
Integration and other community activities.
To be really involved.
Male or female over 25, social diploma or degree.
I'd like to apply.
Oh, you're barking up that tree again, are you?
I mean it.
Look, I know it's been in the back of your mind for some time.
Yes, well, now
you
it's
must...
come to the fore. Well, I've got stale in my job at Denton's. You know I have. Personnel just isn't enough anymore. Shunting people from one department to another. The siding of Mrs. X is more suitable for hosiery or hardware. I need a change.
And you think you'd be cut out for this?
I'd like to try. That or something like it.
I see. And are you suggesting this instead of marriage? Is that it?
I mean, I told him. Pasco's trouble, I said. Outside the front door this afternoon. I turned round and I told him. But he's still wet behind the ears, isn't he? What does he know?
I don't like it, Stanley.
Eh?
He's still there, by the lamppost, that man.
Now, pull yourself together, Alice. It's just some yobbo with nothing better to do than hang about the streets. They're all the same.
But he's been there a gone 10 minutes and he keeps looking over this way.
Well, he's probably looking at you, isn't he? Looking at you, looking at him.
Oh, I still don't like it.
He's not a darkie, is he?
I don't think so.
Oh, well, that's something.
But I'm sure he's up to no good, all the same.
Well, if he acts suspicious, we know what to do, don't we?
What's that?
Dial 999, use your loaf, Joe. That's what the police is paid for, isn't it? To protect the public. Now, sit down, pull yourself together, and let me resume... what I was saying when you interrupted.
About him upstairs, you
know. Yeah, it's about him upstairs. Now, the time's come for us to put our foot down. Well, it's in the interest of the old neighbourhood, isn't it? It's people like him that drags Bellside Park down to the gutter.
I don't see as we can say more than we've said already.
Oh, we've just got to put it to him straight. Either he goes or we do.
Oh, Stanley, you'd never say that.
Well, you don't think they'd let us go in favour of him, do you? Use your loaf.
Well, he does pay more rent. I mean, us being controlled.
Look, the Vaughans are refined people, aren't they? Morals counts with them, not money. Now, I put it to you. Are we or are we not respectable and clean living tenants?
I should hope so.
And have we or have we not occupied this flat for 30 years?
31 now, isn't it?
Oh, don't let's quibble over details. The point is, no one in their senses is going to let us go but him. Not only is he out all hours of the night, not only does he mix with undesirables, but he uses language that'll shock a bleeding navvy.
Yeah.
And that's my case. That's how I'm going to put it to the Vaughans tomorrow.
You could say that about the dustbins, too.
Eh?
How he leaves the lids off and don't wrap nothing in newspaper.
Yeah, good idea, yeah. I'll throw it in and all. What I'll say is this...
Oh, look, he's moving off now.
What?
The man outside.
Oh, what did I tell you? No cause to get hysterical?
Looks like he's going to the telephone box, yeah.
Well, that's it, isn't it? That's what he was doing there. Waiting to use the phone.
I must be going.
Yeah.
Thanks again for the drink.
My pleasure. Sorry I shouted at you.
I shouldn't have been so nosy. Night.
Night. Best of luck in the morning.
What?
In your new job.
Oh, don't remind me. Don't much like first days.
You'll be all right.
I'll tell you how it goes.
Will you?
Well, I should be passing your door.
Night now.
phone.
You toddle off. It'll be for me. See you. Hello? Yes, it is. Oh, look, Mac, what is this? What? I'm not going to say anything. How can I call the police? I'm just a... Well, look, why can't you leave me be? Well, tell him I'm not going to be any trouble. I can't... There's no need for that, Mac. Honest, Yeah. Yeah, I know it's nothing personal.
Was that the same man? The one I spoke to?
Yeah. I thought you'd gone to bed.
What did he want?
He wants me out of this house, out of London. He wants me back where I came from. Or else.
And are you going?
No.
What can he do?
Hmm?
I mean, perhaps he's bluffing.
He's not bluffing.
He won't want trouble, will he? Perhaps
he'll... Take a look out of the window.
Where?
The window in my room.
What are you doing?
I'll leave the key on the table.
Right.
What can you see?
Nothing. The alley's deserted. No! No, hang on. There's a man just up at the end there.
Just one?
That's all.
That'll be Mac. He rang from the box on the corner. He's not bluffing. He's just come round the back to prove it.
Looks ordinary, you know.
They all look ordinary. Come away from the window.
It could be anybody. A postman, a bus driver.
It's him.
How can you be so sure you haven't even looked?
I don't need to look.
But you don't know.
Stop kidding yourself, Heather. It's not a game. You close your eyes and open them again, he'll still be there, and he means business. If you came to London for a look at life, you're getting a grandstand view.
Come on, mate! Shout forward!
Oh, I can't.
Of course you can.
Whoosh! Look, isn't this getting a bit out of hand?
It's not a picnic, chum. It's a protest. Shout! That's it, mate!
I thought this was supposed to be non-violent.
It was, kid. But who's doing the provoking? It's those flaming fascists.
What?
The ones in blue helmets.
You can't altogether blame the police. I mean, look what's going on over there.
Well, they're interfering with our rights of free speech, aren't they? Hey!
We shouldn't resort to that, should we?
Look, Tom, whose side are you on?
Isn't this one we're trying to stop?
One stage, a crowd of youths broke through the cordon and got as far as the embassy steps.
Oh, goodness.
However, police reinforcements were called in, and they were prevented from entering the embassy itself.
I don't see Rupert anywhere, do you?
There are several thousand
five
there.
Five policemen and seven demonstrators were detained in hospital.
How dreadful.
And
turn it off, for heaven's sake.
All right.
Why couldn't he have gone to the cinema or somewhere nice?
I'd say the contemporary cinema was anything but nice.
Oh, you know what I mean. You should have put your foot down, Oliver.
I've dealt with enough boys to know that that's the surest way to make them defy you. Reasoned argument is one thing.
You didn't argue, did you? You as good as encouraged him.
Oh, Rust is a sensible lad. He's not the sort who's out to make trouble. He's...
Don't tell me he's an idealist. You're always saying that.
It's healthy enough at his age.
Well, I'm quite sure that... Poor John and Betty wouldn't have liked him to be involved in something like this.
They'd have wanted him to be a normal 18-year-old. And protests and principles and putting the world to rights is part of that. Didn't we all dream of utopia at 18?
Dreams are one thing, and that kind of fiasco is quite another.
That fiasco, as you call it, was only caused by a small section. There's always a fanatical fringe.
I just hope that Rupert's all right.
Well, of course he is. If I know him, he's grabbing a hamburger on his way home.
I hope not. One never knows what they put in those things.
You know, there is such a thing as being overprotective. The lad's got to learn to stand on his own feet.
I still think you should have been more assertive. He's our responsibility now. If we give him his head entirely...
I'm not suggesting that we should, but I think we should trust him.
I do trust him. He's our grandson.
Well, then. Supposing you stop worrying. Let me get on with the book.
They've rung off.
My God. What did you do?
Eh?
You must have done something or they wouldn't be after you like this.
Oh, this is nothing.
But why did they sack you?
Oh, I had too much to drink. I got a bit loud in front of the customers. They don't like that. It's not good for trade.
Is that when you got your...
Yeah, they roughed me up a bit. Chucked me out is the sort of thing that happens most nights at the club. It's nothing unusual. It's only last night it was my turn.
Then why are they still ringing up that Mac person?
Oh, give it a rest, can't you? I'm trying to think.
Is he still out there?
Well, of course he's still out there. He'd be watching the front door. Who do you think was ringing Father Christmas?
Let's call the police.
What?
Why don't we call the police? If you've not done anything criminal...
A car full of roses, that's all I need.
Have you done anything criminal?
Will you stop asking stupid questions? Yes, I've done something criminal. That's satisfying. Now, shut up. I'm not going to run away.
You can't fight them on your own.
Well, I'll think of something, only I'm not leaving you.
Why not?
Because it's my home.
Home.
That's what I said.
This isn't a home.
It's the only one I've got.
It stinks.
I'll live as I want to.
Like a rat in a corpse.
Yes.
God knows it wouldn't be much if you looked after it, but the carpet, sheets, grease, everything. And you really need this poster, or is it just there to shock?
You leave my things alone.
The cops are cracked. Do you know what we do with cracked cops at home? We smash them. Smash them!
Hey, come here, you... Oh, put that down.
Take your filthy hands off me. I have said it. Filthy. Does it make you feel any happier? Does it make you feel suitably degraded? Because that's what you want, isn't it? You want decent people to dislike.
What decent people? A cucumber sandwich brigade? You're getting decent confused with hygienic. For decent citizens, read peddlers of clean sin.
Is this any better? Is this dirt any better?
It's honest.
Oh, that's the last thing it is. The trouble with you is you don't know the difference between respectability and self-respect.
Words.
There's nothing for you here. There's nothing of you here. That man outside doing you a favor, why don't you grab it? Get out of it while you've got the chance.
I can't go back.
You don't have to go back. Go anywhere. It doesn't matter where. Just go. Tell them you're going. Please.
No.
Then I will. Yes? Yes, he is. Yes, I am. You're going to... Listen, there won't be any need for that. He's leaving. Hello? Hello?
Why didn't you tell me?
So that they'd give me 10 minutes?
Yes.
Time's up, is it?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I tried to tell him you were ready to leave, but he rang off.
Was I ready to leave?
Weren't you?
Maybe.
He said he was sending for a friend.
And then what?
As soon as he gets here, they'll be coming in.
Mmm, excellent steak. How's this camping, darling?
Mmm, gorgeous.
Everything all right, sir?
First class, thank you.
A little more wine, madam?
Mmm, thank you.
Yeah, good idea of yours, Lynn, coming here.
Shirley Lewis recommended it.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, yes. She lives round here somewhere, doesn't she?
Yes, Dolphin Square.
Ah. What's the new girl like, then?
Hmm?
The new girl.
Oh, she seems rather nice. I should think she'll fit in okay.
Tracy's showing her the ropes, is she?
What?
Tonight, doing the hostess bit.
Oh,
Well, Tracy's gone on some protest rally with Rusty Vaughan. Protest rally, I ask you.
What, you mean she's on her own, the new girl?
Well, yes. I didn't mean it to happen that way, but you know what Tracy is. Didn't tell me she was going out till the 11th hour. Anyway, she didn't seem to mind, Heather.
Well, still, it does seem a bit, you know...
That's right. Make me feel guilty.
No, no, no. I only meant that...
That I should have stayed at home, played nursemaid.
Look, darling, I'm not trying to make anything of it.
Well, perhaps I should.
What?
I stayed at home. Probably have been better all round.
Oh, now, come on. Don't let's hark back to all that. I thought we'd agreed to salvage what we could of the evening. Let's drop the subject, shall we?
I don't know how you put up with me.
Could be because I love you.
This is stupid.
Hmm?
Just sitting here like this. But surely there's something we can do.
Fancy a game of cards?
Where'd you keep your suitcase?
What?
Your suitcase. I take it you have got one.
Yeah, under the bed.
Right. Now, where are your things? Here?
Hold on.
Don't worry, I've seen dirty clothes before.
Oh, it's not that.
What then? You've not got much time.
You don't want to bother.
But the man outside will be here in a few minutes.
He's here already. Take a look for yourself.
Don't waste much time.
No.
He looks evil. Second one.
Yeah, Frank's a heavy.
He's going back round the front.
Heather, you're a nice kid. I know you want to be helpful, but it's time you got out of this.
Can't leave you now.
Well, I can't let you stay.
I don't see how you can stop me.
Oh, please, I didn't know it was going to turn out like this. I'd never let you get involved in the first place.
I'm not leaving.
Look, it's going to get nasty. Now go.
No.
Heather.
How can I go? I'm not being brave or anything. I'm scared silly, but I can't leave you to those thugs.
I'm not worth bothering about.
You'd like to think that, wouldn't you? But it's not true. You're the only one who's given a single thought for me since I got here.
Big deal.
You are. The others have all gone their merry way as if I'd never existed.
I needed you. I needed someone.
You need me more now.
I was lousy to you.
You asked me in for a glass of beer.
A cup. A crack cup, remember?
Lord, yes.
Well, the entertainment's over now. The beer's run out. It's time for the guests to go.
Turn the light off. Somewhere I'd feel safer with the light off.
All right, but we won't be fooling anybody.
I know.
Okay. Safer?
Much. Come and sit beside me. I often sit on the floor. It's snug in the dark, isn't it? A babe's in the wood. What is it?
It's a plumbing.
What?
Sunday night, bath night. Probably old Stan Hickey having his weekly tub. Beer turn next. The stars of pipes off in you.
I thought it was... I don't know what I thought it was.
Sometimes it sounds like an old man with a stick dragging a sack across the landing. Well, that's what it sounds like to me anyway. It scared me stiff the first time I heard it.
Seems funny to think of people having baths. So ordinary.
Oh, life goes on.
It's quiet, isn't it?
Hmm?
Well, at least they've stopped ringing.
I doubt if they have.
What?
I took the phone off the hook.
Right, Constable, put him inside for the night. That should cool him off a bit.
Bloody police state, that's what he's coming to.
Next one, then.
Right, you there, with the red hair.
Yeah, okay, just coming.
Good luck, mate. Don't let him rough you up.
In here. Thanks. Good evening.
What's this, George?
Disturbing the peace, sir. He was one of the group rolling around PC Wallace when he was knocked down. He wasn't involved in the actual assault, though.
Look, officer, I want to make it plain that I was only trying to break it up.
You'll have plenty of time to say your piece in court tomorrow. Now, name?
Rusty, Rupert Vaughan.
Make up your mind.
Rupert Vaughan.
Address?
The Rope Walk, Belsize Park, NW3.
Rope Walk, NW3. Any means of identification?
Oh, crumbs.
Oh, come on, you must have something. Driving licence, union card?
Oh, just my wallet from a wallet.
There's others waiting. We haven't got all night.
I'm sorry. Well, will this do? A library card?
Oh, intellectual, eh? That's good enough. Right then, 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
What? Where?
Magistrate's Court, Marlborough Street. And be there sharp.
Perhaps all we'll have to do is to sit it out till the morning. Nothing nasty could possibly happen on a Monday morning.
I wouldn't bank on it.
Perhaps they won't dare come in.
Let's go. Don't go too near the window.
I won't.
Let's go. It's getting cold out here, Pasco. A friend's getting impatient. What I'm getting over with. Pasco.
He's going up the alley again. He's watching from the corner. You know, putting the light out was a good idea. I think we've confused them.
They're not stupid.
They may not know there isn't a back entrance.
They'll have checked.
How do you know?
I know.
Why won't you let me ring for the police?
I can't.
Is what you did so awful?
There's no point in going into details.
Why not? An hour ago, you'd have been only too pleased to tell me the lot. Nastier the better, if only to turn me up.
I know.
Well, then, was it so awful?
Listen, Ella, like I told you, I came to London with a fiver in my pocket and a vague ambition to end up in a gutter. The money went on beer the first weekend, a little dive just behind Piccadilly Circus. I sit in over my last pint and this bloke comes in. He asks if I want a job. Someone had told him I was an electrician. He said what it was. I grabbed it.
Because you knew it'd be sleazy?
I knew there'd be rackets, of course. I knew it'd be rough, but I was happy to play along. That was my crime. I reckon people should be allowed to destroy themselves in their own way. If they hadn't got that right, what had they got? Well, last night, somehow, it just went too far. This little blonde girl, she's only a kid. On heroin. Gone. I couldn't take that.
What did you do?
I worked my way through the bar. All I succeeded in doing was drinking myself sober. Never seen myself so clearly before. Taffy Pasco, writ large, widescreen, technicolor. I knew then I'd reached my limit. I couldn't go down any further. I couldn't go under. Not like her. I was the truth that took a bit of facing.
And that's when you got a bit loud?
Yeah. I stood up in the middle of the dance floor and spoke my mind. I told them what I thought of their racket.
What did you say?
I can't properly remember, darling. Must have been pretty powerful medicine. Anyway, I got back to Big Brother and he wants me out. Right out. You don't tinker about with a setup like that and get away with it. So that was the end of me. Or this is.
Not the way I see it.
Look, there's only one way out of this house. That's by the front door. One or other of them's going to be there.
That's not what I mean. Oh, why are you always so defeated?
Well, I thought that was what you wanted for me to run away. You're the one who was packing a suitcase, remember?
Oh, but there's a difference. Can you see it? I want you to turn your back on something that's wrong for you. That girl last night, you saw it for yourself. You don't need me to tell you. It wouldn't be running away. I mean, what satisfaction have you got from it all? Something to shake up Belsize Park? A kick in the teeth for your wife? Is that it? I want you to go. Start again. Just don't get hurt on the way.
You really care what happens to me?
Yes, I do.
Can I kiss you? It was nice. Alice, taking a plunge.
Vaguely reassuring, isn't it?
Vaguely.
Pete, all right?
Yes, fine. Why?
Those aren't exactly hiking boots. And we have come a fair way.
No, it's nice to be out in the air. You know, that's one thing I miss in Belsize Park. No river.
Well, you've got Hampstead Pond.
Hardly the same as the Thames. Isn't it funny how different everything seems at night, lit up? I mean, look at Battersea Power Station.
Hmm. Looks quite exotic by floodlight, doesn't it?
Yeah, instead of just a functional grey necessity with a lot of dirty smoke belching out. Oh, grief.
Looks as though he's had one over the eight.
Darn sight more than that, I'd say.
Poor blighter. Reeling about like a... Whoops, down he goes.
Oh, come on, let's cross over.
Well, that's great.
What?
Great. Coming from the would-be social worker.
Well, he's all right, isn't he? He's getting up again.
I can see you've got a real vacation now.
Look, just because I'm filthy old drunk...
And what the hell do you think you're going to come across in your housing trust or whatever?
I thought we'd dropped that subject for tonight.
Well, it seems to have resurrected itself, doesn't it? You better face it, Lynn. If you're going to be a welfare worker, that's exactly the sort of bloke you'll have to deal with. It won't be just a lot of nice old ladies who've fallen on hard times.
I know that.
Well, what are you going to do then? Shut the door every time something revolts you?
For heaven's sake!
Because believe me, a lot of things are going to. It's no use having a social conscience and a squeamish stomach.
My stomach is quite up to it.
Well, then perhaps it's something else that's missing. Compassion, for instance?
Well, I knew you'd try and talk me out of it.
You're dead right. And not entirely for selfish reasons, either.
No?
No, surprisingly enough. Look, Lynn, if it's me you're running away from, you can run in plenty of directions. I just don't think social work's the right one.
Because of my lack of compassion.
Maybe I put that a bit strongly, I'm sorry. But you must admit you do have a habit of writing people off.
One drunk on a bad night isn't people.
Well, I wasn't just thinking of him. What about Fred Scruff, or whatever you call
him? Now, look, don't go and bring him into it.
Well, he's another, isn't he? He works in a strip club. He looks scruffy, so he's dismissed as a no-good.
Well, grief, what else is he?
I don't know. And I don't suppose you do, either. That's what I mean. You label people without bothering to find out what makes them tick.
You think I should have had an intimate friendship with Scruff, then?
Who knows? Perhaps he needs a friend. And perhaps that girl, Heather, perhaps she could have done with a friend her first night in London. All I'm saying is...
That I'm a selfish bitch who couldn't care less about anyone.
No. That you're like me and 99% of people. Social workers, well, good social workers anyway, are found in the remaining 1%, that's all. Well, now where are you going? Look, there's no need to...
It's all right, I'm not going to jump in the river. Take more than a few home truths to make me do that. I'm going to that phone box to ring Heather. At least that's a small step in the right direction. Happy now?
You've been long enough. You've been reading in there again, have you?
Just the cartoons?
Reading in the bath. If there's one thing I can't stand, it's a limp newspaper.
I thought you'd finished with it.
Well, I haven't.
Well, I can't just lie there doing nothing, can I?
You should do what I do.
What?
Contemplate your navel.
Stanley?
What?
Really?
Ah, cut the cackle, Alice. Come on, pull yourself together. Come to bed. Flipping heck, you're like a little oven. You've been quietly simmering in there again, haven't you? It's unhealthy. I've warned you often enough, God knows.
I like my water hot.
Yeah, that's all very well, but I can't sleep next to a radiant heater. Gives me hot flushes.
Oh, put the light out. Sleep tight.
Yeah.
There's two of them out there now. I looked.
Yeah.
One of them in the front and one in the back.
What are they doing?
Just standing. One of them called something, but I didn't catch what it was. They've got no business to be loitering about all night, Stanley. You ought to do something about it.
Oh, I'm going to do something about it, all right. Don't you worry. I'm going to have a word with Mr. Vaughan first thing in the morning. That's what I'm going to do.
Well?
No answer.
Huh. Could be out of order.
It was all right earlier.
Perhaps she was ringing her parents.
What, at 20 to midnight?
Well, you can try again later if you want it.
No. If you don't mind, I think I'd like to go home now.
That's up to you.
Well, it's no use pretending this evening's been a huge success. So we might as well call it a day. Go back and have a sociable cocoa with Heather.
If she's not asleep, fine.
I'm sorry, Peter. I seem to have spent half the evening apologizing. But I really am.
Come on. Let's get back to the car. If we can find it.
You're pretty, you know that?
Thank you.
No, I mean it, honest. You've got a good face. Something in the eyes, I don't know. It's gentle.
Me? I practically broke up your room.
The cup?
And the poster.
That's nothing to do with being gentle. You don't have to be a weed to be gentle. It's just a quality, that's all. There's something you've got inside you.
You were asking about my family.
I mean it. You're gentle.
My mother's a leading light in the WVS.
What?
You know, meals on wheels, that sort of thing.
Oh.
And Dad's an accountant.
Chartered?
Yes. Are you laughing at me?
No.
What is your name? I can't call you Mr. Pascoe. You know what the others call you?
Yeah.
But I can't very well call you that either.
I don't see why not.
It doesn't seem to fit anymore.
Fred Scruff. It'll do for the moment. Come here.
I shouldn't, should I?
Come sit beside me.
Will it take two?
Oh, it hasn't bust yet. Come on.
Well?
I'm not all that bad, am I?
No.
I haven't had any complaints anyhow, not on this score. Come here. Your face is so soft.
Your heart's thumping. I can feel it.
And your breath.
Mm-hmm.
Milky and warm. Scented and sort of, I don't know, Christmas. Heather, I love you.
Darling.
I love you.
Ah.
What's the matter?
Sweat and stale face powder. That's more my measure. Cheap perfume.
What?
Yeah. The girls at the club, they were pretty amenable. You don't belong here. Oh, I want to empty packets.
In my handbag.
What?
There are some in my handbag.
You don't smoke? I thought you said you didn't.
I bought them at the station because I thought Lynn and Tracy might smoke. And I was expecting a nice social evening.
Can I
help yourself?
God, look at my hands shaking. I'm all thumbs.
You got good hands.
Oh, they don't usually shake like this, huh? Or usually. Look, Heather.
Yes.
I'm not used to girls like you. I've forgotten what it's like to respect. If we... Is it the first time?
Does it matter?
No. I don't. I wouldn't want to...
You wouldn't be.
This room is so cheerless.
There are worse places for loving.
You don't know what it would mean for me. But for you...
I mean, if it were to make you whole again.
I do love you.
You don't, you know. Not really. I don't love you either. But need, yes. At this moment. For tonight. We're two frightened animals huddling together in the darkness. Waiting for a footstep on the stairs. Wanting comfort. Reassurance.
I'll marry you, Heather.
Love, you're married already. Anyway. For me, I couldn't feel more bridal. Darling. Poor darling.
Our fire!
Are you all right? Your face is bleeding.
It was a brick.
Glass, you cut.
Oh, the gits. Emma! Did it hit you? Are you all right?
All right, yes.
Forehead is off.
Don't worry about me.
But you...
Never mind. Go now, quickly, while you've got the chance.
So that cut's deeper. I'll ring for the doctor.
But here's your chance. You may not get another. Now, look, they're both out at the back of the house. I saw them. That means the front door's unguarded. Besides, the house will be in an uproar in a moment. They'll send for the police.
I can't leave you, not like this.
Darling, you must. It's all over now. It'll be all right. You mustn't stay.
What's going on here? Who's done that?
Please, hurry.
I'll come back for you.
Please.
I'll be back for you, I promise.
It's all right, but you mustn't let them catch you. You mustn't.
Okay. So long.
So long. So long. Mr. Pascoe.
There's no need to creep.
Hello, Grandad.
Well, what time do you call this? Your grandmother's been worried stiff.
I was hoping you'd both be asleep.
Well, that's hardly likely, is it, knowing your gran? And it's no use presenting me with your profile, Rusty.
Eh?
What have you done to your head?
Oh, that.
Yes, that.
Well, I bumped it.
On the demonstration?
Well, things got out of hand.
I know. We saw it on television.
Oh, Lord.
Looked like the storming of the Bastille.
Yeah, felt like it. Or a gigantic rugby scrum. Mm.
You're all right, though?
Yeah, I'm okay. Tired.
You want a cup of something?
No, I don't think I'll bother. Thanks for not going on at me. Well, I'll just pop in and make my peace with Gran, and then I'll hit the hay then.
Oh, she's not in there, Rusty.
Hmm?
She's upstairs, sitting with Heather Benfield.
With Heather? What for?
Well, you're not the only one to have seen violence this evening.
Eh?
Somebody heaved a couple of bricks through Pascoe's window.
What?
Heather Benfield appears to have been in there at the time. She got cut about the hands and face. Nothing serious, but obviously distressing on her first night in a strange house.
Yeah, I'll say. Did you send for the doctor?
Oh, yes, she needed patching up. A few stitches. He gave her a mild sedative for good measure.
Blimey. What about Fred Scruff?
Well, cleared off before the police arrived.
The police?
Well, of course, we had no alternative. And the Hickeys insisted, of course.
Oh.
They seem to have had something of a ringside seat.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Anyway, the police found them a mine of information. They're not long gone. The police, I mean.
Well, what I don't get is how Heather came to be in Scruff's room.
Oh, could have been in the bathroom, I suppose. Heard the first brick arriving. Got there in time to get the worst of the second one. Police have taken the statement, of course. I didn't get the details.
Gosh, what a kick-off.
Yes. Poor girl. There isn't much we can do about it now.
What about Lynn and Tracy?
Well, I thought Tracy was with you.
Not for long.
Well, they're both still out. Otherwise your gran would have come down. I can't help thinking they've been a bit casual. Lynn especially. She might at least have made some effort to get in early. There are other things in life than having a good time.
Look, I've only just got in myself, Grandad, and I can't say I've been having a ball exactly.
Hmm. Well,
You are looking a bit ropey, you know. You sure you're all right?
Yeah.
Well, what happened? Who hit you?
Oh, it's a long story, Grandad. I'll tell you about it in the morning. Well, sometime. Good night.
Don't forget to look in on your grandmother for a moment. Put her mind at rest.
Okay.
Oh, and Rusty.
Hmm?
You have my permission to present her with your profile. Just your head round the door. Right?
Lynn? Oh.
Hello, Heather.
I thought it was Lynn and Tracy.
I'm sure they won't be much longer.
No.
It was Gran and me.
Hmm?
Talking. She was sitting up here keeping an eye on things. I felt it should really be my job, so I packed her off to bed.
You've cut your forehead.
Well, what about you?
Yes.
Right, couple of wounded soldiers.
Mm. How did you get yours?
Sounds stupid, but I don't really know. I was all right one minute, and the next I was in the van with my head bleeding.
The van?
Black Maria.
Gosh.
Come up before the beak tomorrow morning. Only for goodness sake, don't say anything to my grandmother about it, or she'll have kittens on the spot.
I won't.
Poor old Heather.
I'm no worse off than you.
I know, but I knew what I was letting myself in for. Or at least I thought I did. Well, I knew it might get violent. When you go on things like that, you're prepared to get hurt, even if you don't lift a finger. If you believe in something, it's a risk you have to take.
Yes.
Yeah, but not in your own front room. Not in Belsize Park on a Sunday evening.
It could have happened anywhere.
Yeah, but I mean, well, this is a village.
What?
Oh, I know that sounds grotesque coming from someone with three stitches in his head, but it is. Well, I suppose in a way, London's just a crowd of villages, all clustered together. A pub, school, church, post office, even a village idiot like Stan Hickey. Oh, it's an exaggeration, of course, but... Well, you know what I mean. When people go on about the smoke, the great metropolis, the seat of government, well, they're not talking about Maida Vale, Swiss Cottage. They're not talking about us. Yeah, the naughty square mark would just as easily be the North Pole for all we care. Oh, going on a bit now, aren't I? Righteous indignation's always been my strong suit. Oh, I'm sorry.
I think I'll go back to bed now. Still feel a bit dopey.
Yeah, of course. Can I bring you anything?
Glass of milk, perhaps. There's plenty in the fridge.
Right. Well, you go back into bed, then. Don't worry about me. I know my way around. After all, it is my house. Yeah, you know, the only difference between us and Chipping Norton is that we're more cosmopolitan. Come to think of it, there's hardly anybody living round here who could even call himself a Londoner. Sometimes wonder where they've all gone to. I mean, take this house. Well, there's us from Nottingham, girls from Norwich, Scruff from Wales, you. It's only the Hickeys who really belong. The rest of us are just interlopers. Try. Ah. Delicatessen's run by an Austrian Jew. Chap in the off-licence is a Geordie. And the old bloke who sells flowers from a pram every Saturday is called Seamus. Yeah, none of us are Londoners. It's just where we happen to be. And what we are rubs off, leaves its mark. It makes the place what it is. You know what I mean? Heather? Oh. Well, I'll be pushing off then.
Okay, Rusty.
Yeah, get a bit of shutter.
I'm all right. Night, then.
Night. And thank you, Rusty, for waiting up.
Oh, that's nothing. I didn't think she should be on her own.
No, she shouldn't have. Did Tracy say when she was likely to be in?
No, but she was with a crowd she knew.
Oh, that's all right, then.
See ya.
Yes.
Good night, Rusty.
Well, what about that cup of cocoa?
That poor kid. What she must have...
I'll put the milk on.
Well, go on, then. Why don't you say it?
What?
You were right, weren't you? If I wasn't so damn self-absorbed, none of this need have happened.
Let's have the big mug, shall we?
I'll get that. Well, for what it's worth, I've chucked in any thoughts I had about social work. I would have been great, wouldn't I? Don't even notice what's happening under my own nose.
Who does?
You could still get another job in personnel, you know, Lynn.
Hmm?
Away from Denton's, I mean, if you want to change.
Oh, what's the point? It'll be much the same. And who would I have lunch with?
You're shivering.
Just hold me. I suppose she'll leave, Heather.
You mustn't blame yourself entirely, love.
Who else can I blame? The milk, it'll boil over. You know, I think I might get myself a car, Pete. Just a second-hand one.
Never four, we don't need two.
Well, it seems ridiculous you always having to pick me up and chauffeur me about.
I don't mind, you know I don't. It's quite unnecessary for you to run one as well. And if we're getting married... Okay. If that's what you want.
Yes, it is. For the moment. Look, it was quite pure, I promise you. Can I have the toast? I slept on a sofa in South Kent, Tootsell. Cross my heart.
I wasn't talking about that.
Well, you're making it sound as if it's my fault that Heather's got stitches. Wouldn't have made any difference if I'd come home the same time as you did.
We ditched her. She was our responsibility. Or mine.
Heck, it isn't as serious as all that, is it?
Serious enough to send the poor girl packing, I should think. I don't know what her parents are going to say.
Have you seen her since it happened?
No.
But you really think she'll go?
Well, what do you expect after that?
Hell's bells. And to think I missed it all.
Oh, Tracy, this is nothing to be flippant about. Look, it's 9:10. Pete will be here soon, and I'm relying on you to look after while I'm at work. You'd better skip the agency.
I was going to.
Yes, we'll take her in a cup of tea at about, 10:30, and be kind to her, love.
Okay, I'll do my best.
Oh, hello, Heather. You're up already?
Hey, I've just been hearing all about your dramas.
Tracy.
Well?
How are you, love?
I like the plaster.
Oh, for Pete's sake. Did you manage to get any sleep after all that? Well, come sit down. Tracy, get another cup.
Oh, no, thanks. I never have breakfast.
Well, sit down anyway.
Poor Heather, you look washed out. Was it dreadful?
Of course it was.
He got away. They didn't get him.
Who?
David. Fred Scruff.
Grief, was that his name?
Mr. Vaughan told me.
David Pascoe.
Where did he go then? Didn't say. Doesn't matter. Little shop somewhere, perhaps. Light fittings, radio repair, something like that.
Oh, you mean he's gone for good?
Yes.
You talked to him.
What was he like?
Yes. What was he like?
Gentle. I think I will have a cup of tea now.
Oh, good.
I suppose the buses are quite frequent.
To Euston, you mean?
You are going back, then.
Back?
Home.
Poor love, you really have been through it, haven't you?
No, I'm not going back. Well, I don't suppose last night was really typical.
No, not really.
That's typical.
Give him a wave, would you, love?
Okay.
Heather, we're going roughly in your direction. We could give you a lift.
Oh, if you wouldn't mind.
Of course not. You're very welcome.
Hey, Peter, they're just coming. Buck up, you workers. He's double parked.
We're on our way. Oh, can we leave supper to you?
At your own risk. Will it be for three? Yes? Oh, well, I suppose we'll all be in this evening.
The Rope Walk was written by Alan Downer and Jill Hyam. Heather Benfield was played by Patricia Gallimore and Fred Scruff by Anthony Hall. Lynn Dixon, Rosemary Franco. Her sister Tracy, Linda Gardner. Mr. Vaughan was played by Lockwood West. Mrs. Vaughan, Joan Miller. And Rusty Vaughan by Barry McCarthy. Peter Tyson, Michael Spice. Stan Hickey, Leslie Dwyer. Alice Hickey, Hazel Coppen. The Duty Officer, Peter Williams. Constable, Peter Baldwin. And the Taximan, Brian Haynes. The play was produced by Keith Williams.